fresh controversy is engulfing Adani's proposed Carmichael coal mine in central Queensland. Earlier this month, the Federal Environment Minister, Melissa Price, approved the Adani's revised groundwater management plans, saying the company had accepted in full the advice of agencies, including the CSIRO and Geoscience Australia. But the ABC has obtained notes from a teleconference between senior officials from the Minister's Department and Geoscience Australia one working day before Melissa Price publicly gave Adani the green light, which has cast some doubt on that claim. Lucas Dow is the CEO of Adani Australia. Lucas Dow, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Morning, Fran.
Lucas Dow, these notes record that the CSIRO had complained that science agencies had not seen the revised plan. They were expected to take the summary of it at face value. Why has the minister and indeed your company been claiming that you fully accepted all the advice from the independent agencies?
Well, so I think in the first instance, Fran, that's a question for the minister in relation to her statements. But what I can tell you, and to be crystal clear about this, is that we have responded to all of the recommendations that were provided to us from the Department of Environment and Energy. We did not receive a copy of the CSIRO and Geoscience report, nor did we have direct engagement with Geoscience Australia or CSIRO. So the reality is we could only respond to what we were provided with, and we responded to that in full. And accordingly, we stand by our statements that everything that we were provided with by the Department of Environment and Energy, we have addressed and responded in full.
Okay. So of the handwritten notes from Geoscience Australia Chair Dr. James Johnson, it says, so, told Adani, if new model shows greater impact than current model, they have to sort it out with corrective actions. The notes said they refused. Why did you refuse that?
Well, Fran, as I said, we had no direct engagement with Geoscience Australia or the CSIRO. So in terms of what representations the Department of Environment and Energy may have made to CSIRO and Geoscience Australia, I can't comment. That's a question
okay.
for them.
Did you refuse that, though? Did you refuse that when it was put to you from the department then?
Fran, we had no direct engagement or advice from CSIRO or Geoscience Australia.
Did the department tell you prior to
the approval. So it wasn't put to us. We couldn't have possibly responded.
All right. The notes also record that CSIRO's core criticism was that the modelling Adani used was not suitable and underpredicted the likely impacts of its mine. Why wouldn't you accept the advice that your model was not fit for purpose?
So, Fran, once again, we weren't provided with direct advice from CSIRO or Geoscience Australia. The Department of Environment and Energy adopted all of the recommendations that CSIRO and Geoscience Australia provided to them, married against our conditions, and that's what we've responded against. We've responded to all the recommendations that we were provided with. I can't comment on what conversations may have taken place between the Federal Department of Environment and Energy and Geoscience Australia and CSIRO. That's a question for them.
Okay, so you were never informed by the Department of Environment that the modelling Adani used, that your company used, wasn't suitable and underpredicted the likely impacts of its mine?
We did not receive any advice from CSIRO or Geoscience Australia in relation to the comments that have been reported this morning.
Okay, so it's not true to say that if that advice was provided to you and you didn't accept it?
Well, we never received any advice from Geoscience Australia or CSIRO in relation to the comments that have been made this morning.
And do you think that's unusual that the mine doesn't actually, that's being assessed here in terms of its environmental approvals and conditions, hasn't actually read the advice from the government scientific advisory agencies? Wouldn't you want to read that?
Well, Fran, ultimately the question is one for the Federal Department of Environment and Energy. They commissioned the independent expert review. We're simply a proponent meeting our obligations and requirements and conditions, which we have done, and that is the basis upon which the Federal Department of Environment and Energy and ultimately the Minister have approved the plan.
All right. If there is a change in government next month, does a shortened Labor government pose a risk to the proposed Carmichael coal mine, in your view?
Well, I think Mr. Shorten and Mr. Bowen have been crystal clear that they won't be in the habit of creating sovereign risk by revisiting or ripping up existing approvals, which we've clearly got all of our federal approvals to be able to start construction of the mine. So, I can only take Mr. Bowen and Mr. Shorten at face value that they will honour that commitment.
Have you talked to them?
Yeah, we've engaged with Labor and the Shadow Ministry throughout the process, and clearly on both sides of of politics so that people know exactly where our project's up to. And again, Mr. Shorten and Mr. Bowen have both been on the public record in relation to not creating sovereign risk.
Okay, let's move to another issue. Adani and coal mining are potent issues in Queensland, particularly during this time of federal election. Yesterday I asked the member, the LNP member for Capricornia, Michelle Landry, if Adani, your company, is contributing to her election campaign. Here's her response.
Look, they've attended a couple of functions, as many other organisations have. But I don't control the finances of my campaign, so that certainly doesn't sway me. And as I say, my main job is to look after the people of Capricornia. It's about jobs for the people in Capricornia.
But do you know how much Adani has contributed, has donated to your campaign?
No, I don't.
That's Michelle Landry, the LNP member for Capricornia, speaking to us yesterday. Lucas Dow, can you tell us how much money Adani has donated to Michelle Landry's campaign?
Fran, we don't direct... We don't donate directly to MPs. We are invited occasionally to policy briefings and dinners and similar events by political parties, and there's usually a charge to attend. This is normal practice, and attendance at these activities and similar events are declarable and regarded as a gift or a donation under the ECA legislation.
So how much have you gifted or donation to either Michelle Landry or to other LNP campaigns in Queensland?
Once again, Fran, we don't make any donations to individual candidates. We've over the course of our project, we've made contributions on both sides of politics to attend those similar sort of events.
So how much does it cost to attend these events? Most people listening wouldn't really know. How much does that cost?
Oh, it'll vary, and ultimately we make a decision when we receive the invitations, because we don't solicit our attendance at these sort of events. They're invitations. We judge each invitation on its merits in terms of the nature of the event, ensuring that others are attending, and whether the further dialogue and debate's going to be achieved in those sort of settings. So ultimately it'll vary. Importantly, Fran, all of those are declarable, and we register all of those on the website.
Okay, so if you declared them, you'd know, and I think people listening would like to know. The analysis by the Australian Conservation Foundation of federal and Queensland donations shows Adani has given the LNP $60,000 since the last election. I think it gave Labor a lot less than that, closer to $2,000, which they gave back. I mean, is that the price you pay for federal approval of your groundwater plans?
Oh, no, Fran, I reject the insinuation there. The reality is that, as I said, we receive invitations from both sides of politics to be able to attend events. We make decisions at that time based upon both the nature of the event and also the ability to be able to participate in the discussion and the dialogue as it relates to policy setting in Australia.
Is that a correct figure as declared? $60,000, $800 for the federal coalition, federal and Queensland since the last election, $30,000 for One Nation and just over $2,000 for Labor?
If it's registered on now on the official declaration website, that would be correct.
All right. Lucas Dow, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran. Have a great day.
Lucas Dow is the CEO of Adani Australia, and it's a red-hot issue, obviously, in this election campaign. In fact, both sides quoted in the media, the Australian newspaper yesterday, suggesting it's a vote changer, and Labor seems to be going backwards in some of those Queensland seats where the Adani mine is an issue. That's as reported yesterday.